We had at least three this cycle that were awarded grant dollars for the very first time, which is just incredible.
As the Heartland Community Foundation gets ready to announce their grant recipients for this cycle, Executive Director Sarah Meitner reminds us the importance of charitable giving. She speaks to us about that and more on this episode of The Post Podcast.
I can't quite give away all of the information, but I can share some highlights. So, you know, twice a year we have two grant cycles, one in the fall, one in the spring. When we set aside money from the legacy funds to grant out to organizations. And it's my favorite time of year, but certainly the best day when we all get together. We have grant committees in each of the counties that we serve that have, you know, they spend a couple of weeks scoring the applications, and then we come together and they actually allocate the funds. So I'm on the side of the nonprofits. I'm a neutral party, but I enjoy hearing their discussion and then certainly communicating with the nonprofits afterward to let them know if we've been able to fulfill their grant request. So it is exciting.
Yeah, absolutely.
The only downside is that there's always some no's, and that's the hard part. So this year we had about $150,000 to grant out. And we had 69 applicants who applied for $558,000 worth of projects. So there were a lot of no's.
That's a lot of no's.
That's a lot of no's. But we were able to fully fund 14 projects and made grants to 29 organizations for 29 projects. So they will be finding out in their inboxes today, maybe tomorrow, but probably today, so that we can start sharing a little bit about what those projects are, because there are some really good ones. That's the other fun part is I get to hear about what's going on, what these organizations are doing, how they're serving the people, you know, in our communities. The other really cool thing is when we have new applicants, organizations that have never come to Heartland before, and we had at least three this cycle that were awarded grant dollars for the very first time, which is just incredible. So, you know, that they know that we're a resource and they can come to us. So, yeah.
You know, for those listening, and again, knowing that we can't really talk about these recipients yet, maybe we want to talk a little bit about, in general, what these organizations look like.
Sure. Well, there's a couple others I can talk about from the fall cycle. One just got started last week. We awarded to Bethesda Place, which was actually the first time that we had awarded money to them. And they are sponsoring something called Star Summer. All summer long, organizations or groups or kids who have, well, not just kids, kids and adults who have developmental or intellectual disabilities have some resources, things to do that are set and scheduled in the community every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, so that they have some opportunities to get involved and do some things in their community. And we granted them $1,500, I believe, towards supplies for the summer. So that was a good one, and it's going on now. Keep an eye out for that. We also granted money to the Rooks County. And up in Stockton, they're putting up the Barn Quilt mural. So if you are coming in from the west side of the town, you'll see the mural that's already up. It's going up in phases. But they have painted, just hundreds of quilt squares, which I wish I knew the number exactly on that. But just last week, they debuted the Heartland Community Foundation quilt square. So we'll have one up there as well. And we have granted to them over $3,000 for that project. So just a variety. We did have a big one. I shared a little bit of information about last week on our Facebook page over in Trigo County. It was a $20,000 grant, which in Trigo, we maybe have a little bit more of those larger ones. There's just fewer organizations asking. But it was for a CNC metal cutting machine that the welding, the metal design FFA staff had applied for. So they're using it for teaching welding and teaching metal cutting for the hands-on instruction, but also the graphic design course is using it to design the design that they're cutting. And then it continues going because they're selling some of the items that they're making in the community. So the business entrepreneur classes are putting together pricing and sales sheets and handling customer service and selling some of those items. So it was a large grant, but it's touching, you know, design, metal cutting and business courses. So a lot of students are getting involved in that. So we run the gamut on types of projects that we can fund.
I love that. You know, and I think in like the long game too, somebody gets that experience, gets to see that in action. Maybe they think, hey, I could do this for a living.
Career. I know. We saw that as an economic development mm-hmm. type of grant as well, because it is investing in future workforce, you know, fingers crossed. So yeah.
Very cool. Well, we got to talk about this as well. You guys had a little bit of a rebrand down there, right?
We did. You know, I mentioned the quilt square that's up in Stockton, and it is featuring our new logo. We celebrated our 15th anniversary last year and knew that we wanted to bring forward just a new refreshed look, and wanted to get through Match Month this year. And so debuted it in April. Well, I guess maybe the very end of April, start of May. But it is really reflective of the communities we serve. We had the logo that we had before, had prior, was a rope, though I don't know a lot of people knew that it was a rope, but it was three strands, and it did recognize that we have three communities that we serve. But this one, we really pulled in the word heart in Heartland. And so it's a state of Kansas, a little bit of an abstract. It doesn't quite have the exact boundary lines, but the quite shape, but there's a heart over the three counties over the Heartland area. And it just has a brighter, refreshed font. And so I invite everybody, if you don't follow us on Facebook, to follow us so you can check it out and see it. It's a bright, popular teal color, which is a popular color right now. So we could retire the brown that was part of Heartland from the inception and 2007. So now we're a teal, which I enjoyed designing with a little bit more.
Yeah, I've got your website pulled up, and that is a sharp logo. And sometimes, yeah, it's just nice to change things up. Once
sure,
in a while, right?
And I'll credit Scott Gross. He's a designer over at Fort Hays, and he does a lot of design work here in town, and he helped us with that. So thanks to him.
Yeah, he's a good friend of the show. He used to come on when he was with the Chamber back in the day.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Awesome. Well, we wanted to talk about this as well, the Patterson Family Foundation.
Yep. We received, we got the good word officially mid-May, maybe it was toward the end of May, but Patterson Family Foundation is a growing foundation. It's out of the Kansas City area. It's an offshoot or the charitable arm of a pharmaceutical tech company, not pharmaceutical drugs, but in the technology disbursement of the drugs. So they formed this family foundation. It had been around for a little while, but it really started to gain some traction in 2020, kind of in response to COVID. And it kind of seemed to come out of nowhere. But mm-hmm. what their investment has been into rural communities. So they have primarily served all of Kansas, but the rural community. So there's 9 communities that are deemed too large that are not able to apply for Patterson funds. But then also the western part of Missouri is also included in their coverage area. And I think they took off like a lightning bolt. I don't know if that's the right metaphor or not, but giving out grant dollars, and have taken a little bit of a step back to try to be a little bit more strategic about it. And one of those was to partner with the community foundations. So in the same way that the Dangy Hansen Foundation gives money to the community foundations in its area for Match Month, when I'm here in February talking about Match Month and you hear all our radio ads and everything, that's because the Hansen Foundation is leveraging dollars to try to encourage giving to the community foundations. The Patterson Family Foundation came in and did the same thing. So they announced it in early March, right after I finished our Match Month. But fortunately, they were able to retroactively apply it. So for all of the donations that we raised in February, they came in and matched up to $70,000. Wow. So on top of the Hansen match, we weren't able to count the Hansen dollars toward that. It had to be donor dollars. But we had it. We had over 70,000 in Trigo County and in Rooks County. We didn't quite in Ellis County. So I'll put a pin in that and get back to that in a second. But we were able to apply for all three counties. And they initially told us that we would only receive 70,000 for the organization. But once the dust settled, the deadline passed, all of the other communities that were interested in applying had applied. They came back to me and said that they were going to honor it for the other two counties as well. We keep all of that money in separate funds so it isn't commingled. So what somebody gives in Rooks County stays in Rooks County. What someone gives in Ellis stays in Ellis. And so they recognized that, and we were able to secure the full amount for everybody. I don't know how many community foundations took advantage of this opportunity. I know that the Ellis Community Foundation over in the little town of Ellis, they applied for it as well, and they are currently trying to raise those match dollars for a project. But we, you know, I had this initial moment of panic because we had just completed match, but then huge relief because they retroactively applied it and we were done. So yeah, it's pretty cool. So those dollars are unrestricted. We know that a lot of it is probably going to go into the legacy funds, but we want to try to capture that little bit of money left on the table for Ellis County. So I'm still working on what that plan might look like. It'll be another match event of some kind, probably in the fall. But there's about $11,000 that are up for grabs that we would like to try to capture. And so stay tuned. I'll share a little bit more about that in coming weeks, hopefully.
Excellent. It'll be a perfect topic for next time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Perfect. So I do. We're currently right now, the Patterson Family Foundation is not open for just unsolicited donations. And I think that's because they are not donations, applications from organizations. But they I have heard that they will be opening that up again. They are just trying to take a step back and recognize let's be strategic about this. In the same way that I think Hansen has. So the opportunity that they made available to community foundations, for instance, they've told us that they will do something similar in 2024. So hopefully when we come back again in the right after the new year talking about match month, I'll be able to, you know, maybe it'll be a 3-to-1 match like it technically was this time. But beyond that, we don't quite know yet. So any opportunity I'll take, and they really are doing great work for the rural communities. So you probably are hearing a little bit more about them.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's so cool. But I'm with you. Like, I think the hardest part of being something like in that kind of a role would be not just giving it all away.
Giving it all.
Because you have to manage it in a way that sustainability.
Oh, exactly.
Is key, right?
You know, it's endowed. So that just means that we only give away 5%. So we know that there's growth that's more than 5%, but we want to make up for the lean years, which we're kind of in that now. So we give away 5% every year so that it continues, the principal continues growing. But then that means we never touch the principal. The principal is there forever. It will outlive all of us. It'll outlive all our kids. It will just keep going and enriching and brewing and doing things, good things here in our community. We don't want to spend it all. We need to be smart with it. I just know that the more donations we receive, like during match month or from estate gifts or people throughout the year, if they need to make a retirement gift or something at the end of tax, you know, the end of the year, this is a great cause because the need certainly outweighs what we have to give away. And so these projects, there are some really good ones that we had to say no to. And yeah, that's the hard part.